This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بكت عيني بكت عيني بكت عيني على ذنبي وما لاقيت من كربي فيا ذلي ويا خجلي إذا ما قال لي ربي أما استحييته تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب.
الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد وبعد. Dear Muslims, there are so many lectures I have given about the reality of what is happening in India with the BJP. And I will continue to raise this issue up because what we are seeing right now is literally the textbook precursors to genocide. And if we allow what is happening to continue, we will potentially witness, we seek Allah's refuge, but the textbook plot of this is going exactly as historians and as psychiatrists predict. If we allow the current circumstances to continue, it is possible that the world will witness massacres the likes of which we have not seen since World War II and Nazi Germany. Last week, a young sister of ours in India, Sister Afreen Fatima, 22 years old, student, she spoke out against the rising tide of Islamophobia. And especially the BJP's tactic of insulting our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a crude and a vulgar manner. A thing that wallahi the average Muslim and even non-Muslim will be disgusted and angry to hear. And the BJP's representative said this live on air multiple times. Our sister Afreen stood up and gave a lecture where she rallied against this. And the crowds came and things happened. The government got involved, not just arrested her and her siblings, arrested her elderly parents, diabetic father, took them to jail. Within a few days, the High Court of UP, the High Court in the city of Allahabad, the Uttar Pradesh province, ruled on some weird technicality that her house had been built illegally. Subhanallah, this isn't a coincidence. There is no illegal house being built here. So they said the house should be demolished. And so the parents were brought from jail and they were caused to witness the bulldozers come and demolish their house to the ground. This happened just a few days ago. The BBC has the video footage and the video footage is all online. Brothers and sisters, the bar of Islamophobia is being raised by this government. You will say, what's new here? People are being killed there all the time. We say what is new is that the government, the High Court, Uttar Pradesh, which is a mainstream province, the city of Allahabad, which is one of the major cities of India, they have now put a stamp, an official stamp, on complete Islamophobia. This isn't some random mob. This isn't some people on the streets doing something. No, this is the government making a message, sending a message to all the Muslim community. You dare speak out against us. You dare defend the honor of your prophet. You dare speak out against the BJP. We will destroy your house and we'll do it officially right in front of your eyes. Wallahi, brothers and sisters, this young sister, 22-year-old young lady, she has more guts and courage than so many other men, including ourselves. We ask Allah's forgiveness. The courage that she had to take on this vicious and vile government and to continue doing what she is doing in the space of all of this persecution. Honestly, it puts me and it should put many of us to shame. We seek Allah's refuge. The point though, brothers and sisters, is that this type of tactic is literally straight out of genocide textbook. I keep on saying this over and over again. Study history, learn from history. How did the Nazis do what they did? They didn't just start killing 6 million people or 10 million people overnight. It didn't happen overnight. No, it was a program that took them 15 years. It took them more than a decade. Systematic demonization, constantly harassing a minority. In the Nazi Germany case, it was the Jewish people of Germany. The first thing they did is they made a barrier between the Jewish people and the broader society. They said, you people are foreign. You people are occupiers. You people are destroying our country. And that rhetoric continued for more than a decade. BJP has done this for much more than a decade. They have demonized us as Muslims. They've demonized our religion. And now they are demonizing our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. For how long are we going to remain silent? Even the honor of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is being literally made fun of in public on air. How long can we remain silent at this? And so now they are doing this. And then if there is any response, the next tactic of the Nazis was what? After the rhetoric, now you pass legislation. Jewish shops have a special mark on them. Jewish houses have a special mark. Some of them were demolished. Jewish people were socially boycotted, ostracized, don't buy and sell from them. This is already happening in the BJP India. And literally, just like Nazi Germany, where the courts are going to back it up, the courts are going to support this. Yes, it is legal for us to discriminate against Jewish people. Now we are seeing the BJP come under this road as well. If we do not stop the BJP, if we do not get involved now, the next step after this is nothing but genocide. They have already brought the courts in. They already have the BJP's official backing. The High Court, the Supreme Courts of the province are now getting involved. How long are we going to wait? Now you will say, what can I do? And I respond, that's a very good question. I am not a political analyst. I don't know the best tactics. I've said this all the time. But one thing I can do, public awareness. Raise that we have to do something. Now bring in the experts. Bring in the people who know what to do. And I say to you from as one Muslim to another, the least we can do, let us see what economic boycotts will be sent to them. Let us start boycotting things that are going to affect the economy of that country. I am not a government leader. If I were, I would speak to my fellow government leaders and I would say to them that there's so much money that is being sent in by the workers of that land. You have to think about, is it worthwhile to have your prophet system insulted and have the very people that are insulting him working under you? We have to speak frankly in this regard. But the only message that country is going to get is economic. That's the only message they're going to get. So collectively, what can we do? I am just a person like you, but we can raise awareness. We can do whatever little that we can. Here in Dallas, there's going to be a protest. I know protests only do so much, but it's better than nothing, isn't it? I know protests are not going to immediately save lives, but at least awareness is raised. Something is done. Get involved. If you have a better idea, tell us how to do it. But one thing you cannot do is to remain silent and let all of this happen. No, brothers and sisters, no country on earth is closer to a potential genocide than this regime right now in India. No country on earth. What is happening in China, by the way, is very bad as well. And it is one degree less. In some ways, it is worse. It is an ethnocide. They're not killing the people. They're killing the religion. And that I've also spoken about that. But in India, it's very clear they're not heading for an ethnocide. They're heading for an outright genocide. And if that happens, Allah al-Musta'an, 250 million Muslims live in that region. Allah al-Musta'an. We have to do something, brothers and sisters. And my khutbah only is just to raise public awareness and keep on reminding ourselves that this is a land and an area, and what is happening cannot be forgotten, especially by those of us who have some connection to that land. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal for afiyah. We ask Allah for protection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us do the best for our brothers and sisters. Allahumma inni da'in fa'aminu. Allahumma la da'a fi hadha al-yawm dhanban illa ghafarta, wala hamman illa farajta, wala daynan illa qadayta, wala maridan illa shafayta, wala asiran illa yassarta. اللهم اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم من أرادنا أو أراد الإسلام والمسلمين بالسوء فأشغله بنفسه واجعل تدميره في تدبيره يا قوي يا عزيز عباد الله إن الله تعالى أمركم بأمر بدأ به بنفسه وثنى بملائكة قدسه وثلث بكم أيها المؤمنون من جنه وإنسه فقال عز من قائل عليما إن الله وملائكة يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين عباد الله إن الله تعالى يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه يزد لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أكبر وأقم الصلاة
فيا ذلي ويا خجلي إذا ما قال لي ربي أما استحييته تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلى رضا الرب تعود إلى رضا الرب.